You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, and praise the Lord. It is Friday. If you're listening in on the radio, if you're listening in on the podcast, maybe you snuck this in on Thursday because you follow WGOD Radio on the podcast. I'm grateful for that. How do you do that if you want to follow? Well, if you have an iPhone or an iPad, you'll notice an app that's baked in there. That is, it's on when you buy it. You don't have to download it. It's called Podcasts, little purple app. And you search on there for WGOD and then colon, all truth, all the time. And then you can subscribe to this podcast. And then your phone will beep as soon as there's a message on there, or as soon as there's a new program uploaded on there. That is one way. Another way is going to our Facebook page, WGOD Radio. That's another way to follow along, to download the programs onto your computer or listen from your home. Other than that, we're on the radio here as you're listening here to either this morning at 7 a.m. or 11:45 a.m. or 8:45 at night. Thank you for having us tuned in here today. Actually, you're tuning into God's frequency, WGOD. You're going to hear a word from Him today, and it's going to be out of the book of 2 Thessalonians. And I thank you for all the wonderful feedback we received lately. This program is really growing, and a lot of listeners here now in Brevard County. And I thank you all for tuning in here today. Thank you for following along through the Word of God with me. Real quickly, I invite you out to church this weekend, to our church. If you're not a member of a church, or if your church never opens up the Bible, I invite you out to ours, and I promise you, well, you know what to expect as you hear it on the radio. And we'll be opening up our Bibles to see Jesus fasting for 40 days and being tempted by Satan in the wilderness. We're in Matthew chapter 4, the first 11 verses, as well as Holy Communion, the right way. That's what's going on this weekend, Sunday morning at 10:30. Island Community Church is the name of the church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Why don't you come by and visit? If you're listening on the podcast, why don't you come by and visit Florida here? It's 85 degrees here this time of year. Beautiful weather. Why don't you come by and enjoy some fun in the sun and come by and worship with us? For more info on that, you can write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. Love to talk to you about that. We've been looking in 2 Thessalonians. Lord God, we praise you today. We ask for your blessings. We ask for your wisdom and insight to be delivered to us, Lord. Lead us and guide us. Speak to us where we know that you speak in your word. Speak a timely word to all of us today here in our Bibles this morning. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Great book. If you've been following along with us here, looking, remember the Apostle Paul. Paul was writing because they were trying to distort something that he had shared with the church about the Lord's return. People were grieving because their loved ones were dying, and they had no idea what was waiting for them. You see, you don't just wink out when you die, not when you're a child of God. Death is not the end. This is just the beginning. And Paul gave them great comfort when he said, don't grieve like all the others that aren't believers, that have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, we believe he's going to come back again. This is my paraphrase, but then he hit him with the truth. This we say to you by the word of the Lord. Apostolic authority, this is a direct word from God. No one knew. Isaiah didn't know it. Ezekiel or Jeremiah or John or Peter, no one knew this. This we say to you by the word of the Lord, that the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Okay, let me get on with my text here for today. So that's why he wrote this letter. He wrote this letter because people were refuting the truth that he was teaching, that death is not the end. Death is only the beginning. And there's a great thing, like Paul said, that eyes not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men, that which God has prepared for those that love him. And Satan will always try to distort that, to have you think, oh, well, this is the end. You're just going to wink out when you die. No, that's not the truth. Or else that nonsense that I'd rather reign in hell than serve in heaven. Again, more lies. Let's go on here with the truth of the word of God here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We just left off. Remember, with God will send a strong delusion, everyone who refuses the love of Jesus Christ. And so that they will believe the lie, so they all would be condemned or damned and did not believe the truth. Now, verse 13, but we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation. Here we go again with the sovereignty and the predestination of God, where Jesus says in John 15:16, you didn't choose me. I chose you, and I ordained you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. God chose you. You didn't choose him. You didn't decide, oh, it was just a car, I'm tired of running, and you make the quaint decision one day on your own from a little bit of goodness that you're holding on to, that it's time to quit running and receive Jesus Christ. No. No, God chose you. A, God did the work. B, salvation is of the Lord. C, your faith is not your own. It is the gift of God. For it's by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, so that no man can boast about it. God's done the work. God, you didn't choose him. He chose you. And he did it before you were born. Look at this text here. We are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God, on our K, that is from the beginning, chose you for salvation. We read that too in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, where it says, and he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Friend, your soul is not born the day the doctor spanked your fanny and you gasped for air and came into this world. He's put in a living soul into a body it's never been born. God chose you before you were born. That's what he said to Jeremiah the prophet. He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. He knew him. That's the word prognosko. That's where we get our word prognosis from. That means to know in advance. God's known you in advance. We read in Romans 8:29, God has marked you out pro horizo. He's marked you out in advance. As a matter of fact, let's turn there now. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 29, because we need to grasp this incredible truth here to help you on your day here heading into this weekend. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, that's you, this Friday morning or Friday evening, whom he foreknew, whom he prognosco. You know, isn't that silly? Weatherman, what's your prognosis? Oh, chance of rain today. 50-50% chance of rain. It might rain, it might not. But God's prognosis is that he knew you before he made any of this. He foreknew you. To know in advance, God knew you before you were born. And I'll bet you, at least I believe, that when you die and when you go back to meet your maker, that you might recognize him because you've known him before. Oh, that's reincarnation. No, it's not. God knew you before you were born. That's what the Bible says. Don't let this Eastern mysticism mess with your mind. The Bible's a supernatural book. Your spirit's not just born the day you were born. God's already known you. Listen to John chapter 1, verse 6. Speaking of John the Baptist, it says there was a man sent from alongside of God whose name was John. What do you do with that? Or with what the Lord Jesus said? He says, if you're willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. Back to verse 29. Whom he foreknew, these he's predestined. Pro horizon. It's where our English word horizon comes from. You look at the horizon. What do you see? It's a straight line. That's why they thought the world was flat, from looking at the horizon. God's marked you out in advance. You. Whom he foreknew, whom he knew in advance, these he's predestined, we have in English, or predestinated, it says in the King James Version. Whom he foreknew, these he's predestinated. And now he tells you what you're predestined for. You're predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. Ha! You're predestined so you'll be like Jesus. So that you would look and resemble more and more like Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's why you're predestined. Whom he foreknew, these he's predestined to be. The next two words in my Bible. To be conformed to the image of his Son. Wow, what a thing. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And moreover, meaning he's not done yet, whom he's predestined, these he's called. Those whom he's called, these he's justified. That's down with the gavel and not guilty in a court of law. And whom he's justified, these he's glorified. As you go about your day here today on this Friday, heading into this weekend, remember, friend, that God knew you in advance. God chose you for salvation. And this is what leads the Apostle Paul to say, what shall we say to these things? That if God be for us, who can be against us? Think about it, friends. God is on your side. What can man do to me, Paul? With the understanding that God chose him before he was born, leads him to say, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And then he invented a Greek word. The word is hupernikeo. He took the word Nikeo, which means conqueror. He put hooper above on top of it, and he came up with a new word. And the word is, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth,